things they did. Placeholder running mates. Do you think that's smart gamesmanship, or do you think that's breaking the spirit of the law? Was the Catholic Church correct to place a ban on adoration ground? It was a big weekend, Lagos, let's talk. You already know that on Saturday, the people of Ekiti chose their next governor, Ni Oyebanji of the APC. He was declared the winner on Saturday night. That's the quickest governorship election result in the Fourth Republic's history. And it was possible because Oyebanji's margin was so massive. He got more votes than the next two opponents combined. He had 187,000 votes. SDP's Segun Oni had 82,000. And PDP's Bisi Kolawole had 67,000. Now, as we look forward to 2023, it makes sense to ask what the factors were that led to such a one-sided result in Ekiti. The first factor that a lot of analysts are pointing to is the Segun Oni's defection from PDP to SDP. Because remember that Oni is a former one-term governor. Earlier this year, he was still in the PDP. He contested for the PDP's Guba ticket. But when Bisi Kolawole won it, Oni claimed the primaries were not fair, and that former governor Ayo Fayashe had imposed his candidate with help from the National Party. So Oni went to SDP. He got their ticket. That's why you have some analysts who say that if the PDP had been able to manage that factional rivalry, the party would have remained united. Those SDP votes would have gone to the PDP. But like I said, if you add PDP's votes and SDP's votes together, they're still fewer than APC's votes. So would a united PDP have been enough to defeat Oyebanji? Maybe it would have helped with voter apathy, because that's the second factor. Compared to the 2018 Guba race, there was a 10% drop in voter turnout in Ekiti State. For every 10 citizens, every 10 Ekiti citizens who voted 4 years ago, one of them did not vote on Saturday. So the analysts who blame PDP's crisis for their defeat are also saying that if the PDP had handled that crisis better, some of those lost voters would have shown up and maybe the margin would have been smaller. Then there's the question of vote buying. There were multiple incidents where the EFCC arrested party agents and supporters for allegedly trying to bribe voters. You know, the way it's being reported, the vote buying incidents were mostly by the APC. But I want to know, you know, if some of you were on ground that day, was it really the case? Was it just the APC buying votes, or, you know, was it everybody? I know that some of you who are listening online are in Ekiti State and you voted. I know that some of you who are here in Lagos have friends and relatives in Ekiti who voted. I know that some of you even drove down to Ekiti to vote and just got back to Lagos. I want to hear from all of you. What really went down at the polls? How widespread was vote buying? And was it as one-sided as the reports and arrests seem to show? 0700-993-993-993. Those are still the numbers, right? 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 Okay, because I've been gone 3 weeks, so I don't really know. When I go, I try to switch up from work. It's almost impossible as a journalist, but you try. You do your best. So I don't remember, like, my promos and my sweepers and everything. So if you hear a mistake, just do that. Okay, I've forgotten some things. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Ajitadra. Hey! Do you have you are back.
Yes, no.
Hey, Miss Pelego.
Oh, thank you. I'm fine, thank you.
I will try for you.
Yes, so he did, though. Thank you.
Concerning adoration ground, if they can ban it for 1 year, let them ban it.
Okay.
Because that man is asking, how much are you going to give us? Is the man owing him? No, is the man owing him? He don't live about Catholic issues on the joy politics. So I support the ban. for 1 year.
Okay.
Concerning Ekiti PDP.
Mm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm, I'm here.
PDP are disappointed. They have disappointed me. Understand me? So I said, don't be too much surprised, because another party is going to replace PDP. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much.
You are fast.
Goodbye. We've got Austin on the line. Hi, Austin.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show.
Hello.
Hello, sir. What's your name?
Austin, coming from Lekki.
Welcome, Austin. Go ahead.
Oh, Sandra, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you back.
Good to have you on the show.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
And a happy Father's Day to your husband.
Yes, happy Father's Day to him. And to you as well. Happy Father's Day to you.
Bless your heart.
Okay, thank you.
For Ekiti election.
Mm.
What happened there? Hey, my sister. The election, I think if I were INEC, I should have cancelled that election and let's have a fresh election. Because what you saw there is mind-boggling. It has nothing to write home about. If you have a new heart for a new Nigeria, what happened in Ekiti is a shame. It's a shambolic attitude there. The money back politics shouldn't be allowed or welcome in our electoral activity. It is a shame.
All right. Thank you very much. It's interesting that he says that because people also talk about other factors that contributed to, you know, the results we saw from Ekiti over the weekend. You have Ayo Fayose being one of them. There are lots of speculations that Fayose worked against the interests of his party, the PDP, because he's allegedly supporting Bola Tinubu's presidential ambition. So the idea is that an APC governor would improve Tinubu's haul in Ekiti next February. And that's, of course, something to talk about, right? What do Saturday's results tell us about how Ekiti will go? Obviously, Oyebanji's win is advantage to Tinubu, but what about SDP's showing? Because Shegoni is now a wild card. The question becomes, will he take his 82,000 votes back to the PDP and Atiku, or to the APC and Tinubu, or to Obi and Labour, or to Kwankwaso and NMPP? By the way, we're going to talk about the negotiations between Labour, NMPP and SDP later in the hour. Speaking of Labour and NMPP, I'm really curious to know how a lot of the people who voted for PDP or APC or SDP this weekend could switch and vote for Obi or Kwankwaso in February. So yeah, lots of questions for you on Ekiti. What factors do you believe contributed the most to Oyebanji's crushing win? Was it PDP's implosion? Was it voter apathy? Was it vote buying? Was it Fayose? What do these results mean for presidential election in February? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. We're streaming live on Facebook. I'd love to read your comments. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And we've got Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Adamenno.
Thank you, Ma. What's your name?
Good afternoon. This is Uche from Satellite.
Welcome, Uche.
Good to have you back.
Good to have you on the show.
I want to talk about Father Mbaka.
Okay.
You know, when a man of God, God has given you a talent to win souls for him.
Mm.
Now you have left the winning of souls to God. You are not trying to win souls for yourself and win money for yourself. And you think God will be happy with you? God is not happy with him. I support the ban. In fact, he should be removed from the Catholic Church as a Reverend Father, because it's causing a lot of rancor, division among the faithfuls. He's causing trouble for this country.
Hmm.
He should be removed. Let him go and sit down for at least 2 years and know what his call is for.
Okay.
Thank you and welcome back, Adane.
Thank you so much, Uche, for calling. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Sandra, you were greatly missed. For placeholders, they are playing games. They're only being calculative. By next month, we'll know their candidates. The APC won again because the PDP were disunited. There's hunger in the land and vote buying also helped the APC. I give up for next year. Expect same of the same. Tunde Max from Badagry with that message. Dan Baba is in Ikoyi. Hi, Dan Baba.
Well, then, Sandra, you're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
I miss you well, well.
I missed you too.
Thank you. How did you go to work, man? There is a queue everywhere.
One day I was on my way and I saw the queue. Tomorrow I'll park my car and start entering.
I'm on the queue trying to buy fuel.
Wow. Okay. Please be careful.
Whenever I reach my turn, I think I speak to you.
Oh, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you. On the kitty election. I think PDP has to be very, very careful.
Okay.
I'm not their supporter, but we are talking politics here. You see, there is an allegation, like you said, that Fayose worked against his party. And then there is a speculation that Nweke is not happy, that he's planning to move from PDP because of the outcome of the presidential primary and the VP position. I think PDP must move and, you know, hold all these people back, settle whatever it is. If indeed they want to rescue power from the APC, like I say, I'm talking politics,
right?
They want to rescue power from the APC come 2023. Because I can't see them winning election with all these people, you know, working against their party. It was a state in the north that the Senate also was suspended a few days ago.
Right.
Because of anti-party's activities. So PDP must put their hearts together to win the election. Thank you.
All right, Dan Baba, thank you very much for calling. We've got 3 minutes before I have to take a break. So let me see who else I can talk to. Here's John from Lekki who says, vote buying was the only way out for APC to win. But, I mean, the APC won by a large margin. SDP and PDP combined did not, get out enough votes, for it to make a difference one way or the other. Are you saying that all the 180,000 plus votes that the APC got, they got as a result of alleged vote buying? I don't know. We've got comments. Let's see this one here. Hey, mama, Nata Oyoyo. Oh my God. Who is your mama? Anyways, thank you very much for your message. It's good to be back. It is good to be back. We've got Edna. Oh, Edna, thank you for your message. I appreciate it. All right. Most of the messages on WhatsApp. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay. Yes, I had a restful leave. Thank you so much, Larry. It's good to be back. Thank you, everyone. Hello. Good to have you on the show.
President Sandra.
Yes, sir. What's your name?
Oh, my God. You can hear it under your voice that you had a very nice time.
Yes, sir. I rested
well. Oh, my God. Thank you very much. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes, quick one on Ekiti election. Ekiti people have decided. Enough of all this Fayose or whatever. You can see even the PDP candidate was the first person to congratulate the APC guy, right? So enough of all this. One thing I know is that PDP is a national party. It's not a party owned by two or three people. So you get me?
Okay.
It's a national party. Like, there's a market in Lagos they call Onyibo. Ojo Onyibo, Mokweniko, what? That market. If one person not come market, you not go fill up.
Okay.
So all these people want to leave PDP, what? Let them go. PDP is a national party. It's not a party owned by two or three people. President Sandra.
Sir.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
I'm Nathaniel, calling from Oni.
Nathaniel, tell me what you think.
Yes, welcome back, President Sandra.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes. I want to talk about Father Mbaka.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. I supported the ban.
Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Damien who says, a ministry in Catholic Church goes through thorough scrutiny, which means if it deviates from such scrutiny, the bishop can still withdraw the permission for the ministry to exist. All right. I'm guessing he's talking about Farambaka's situation. We've got this one who says, my bello, to that woman that says Farambaka should go and sit down for 2 years. To know what he's called for. Oh, I guess you're laughing about that. All right. Anyways, happy Father's Day to all the dads, especially my own, you know, Oga Patapata. He's such an amazing dad. Like, I didn't know that men could be, like, really, like, warm and loving with their boys until I saw how my Oga and his boys are. Like, he loves them so much, and he makes sure he tells them all the time how much he loves them. You know, he's always saying it to them, I love you, to his sons, you know. You know, he affirms them, he nurtures them. He's actually more nurturing than I am, you know. And I'm so grateful to have a partner like that, doing life with a partner like that. And my boys are lucky. They're so lucky. And happy Father's Day to you as well, who's listening to the show. I do hope that you had a great experience with your kids, re-Father's Day. We'll talk more about Father's Day tomorrow after the news at 6, so don't miss it. We'll take a break. As PDP, which submitted Ifeanyi Okoa's name on Thursday. Okoa is, of course, the sitting governor of Delta State. The other three top contenders have not picked their final running mates. So to beat the INEC deadline on Friday, they submitted so-called placeholder candidates who they will replace before the elections. Bola Tinubu's APC chose Kabir Ibrahim Masari. He's a former National Welfare Secretary of the APC. He's a close Tinubu ally as well. Peter Obi's Labour Party chose Donyo Kukwe. He is Obi's campaign director general. Rabiu Musa Kwankwaso's NMPP chose Lalikbo Johnson, who is a lawyer. Now, we're not going to debate whether or not these three men would make good vice presidents or not, because their parties have been very clear that they are not the final running mates. What we are going to debate is whether or not these parties should be submitting forms to INEC with names that they intend to change. But we're not going to play dumb on hard facts, since we know that this is exactly what they intend to do. They said that they're going to do that. Now, both NMPP and Labour have made it clear that they are in talks for an alliance at the polls. So they're going to make a final decision on a running mate after that deal is struck. APC says they're consulting internally to find a suitable running mate from the north. PDP supporters are slamming their rivals about this. They say it's a sign that their party, the PDP, is best prepared to govern Nigeria. The way they see it, all the parties had the same amount of time to submit their candidates. They were all aware of the INEC deadline. So if they could get it done in time, the PDP that is, why couldn't these other three parties? Labour Party has an answer. Donyo Kukwe, he is the seat warmer. And he says that the party started late because Peter Obi, its flag bearer, joined less than a month ago. He says his party needs more time because it's building a new coalition with other third force parties, as well as the non-partisan youth groups across the country who have started mobilizing en masse for Peter Obi. Can I just say that I've been watching what young people are doing all over the country, and it's not on social media. Like, they're doing this all over the country offline. And I have to say, it's really impressive. But anyways, the NMPP has confirmed that they are in talks with Labour, and that's why they delayed submitting a final name for the VP nomination. But the PDP and others are raising the question of legality, because under the Electoral Act, a party can substitute their running mate up to 90 days before the election, so sometime in November. But critics are saying that this provision was to help parties in a situation where a candidate or a running mate cannot take part in the election because of things like health problems or, you know, acts of God, basically. So they say that the intent behind the Electoral Act is not to let parties get away with being slow or being indecisive. So the question here is, even if the APC or Labour or NMPP have not broken the letter of the law, have they violated the spirit of the law? If you're a lawyer, I'd love to hear from you. Now, the supporters of this party say no. They say, oh, if the lawmakers wanted the Electoral Act's nomination deadline to be unbreakable, they would have made it unbreakable. But I want to know what your view on these placeholders, these dummy VPs, the temporary candidates. What's your view on that? Again, men call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women call me on 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello?
Yeah, hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Good evening. Welcome back.
Thank you. Oh, Samaga, good to have you on the show. Welcome. Go ahead.
Before I make my comments, Sandra, your placeholder represented you well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. My placeholder. Oh my God. Go ahead.
I understand Dio Kubi's argument and his position.
Mm.
And to be honest, it's quite understandable, you know, considering how the Labour Party was laid to the party and how they are looking for alliance and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But for APC, the incumbent party,
right,
not even the opposition, incumbent,
right,
I don't understand the delay with their own. It's almost like they're waiting for other people to present theirs before they present their own running mate. And I think it's quite the slack, you know, on their part. And I'm kind of disappointed.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, my God, thank you very much. Ebiamba says, under APC, the economy went from bad to worse, but does it reflect on election results in Nigeria? Maybe we should stop worrying about something we cannot change or set aright. Maybe we should stop barking at the moon. We cannot stop people from loving their oppressors. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
You're welcome back.
Thank you.
As you call it from other states. Yes, I understand that my own issue is that this avoid buying and monetization of our political space. You see, I don't think that anything will change, especially if these two actors in party A and B win. I think it will be a sad state for Nigeria. So, you see, our problem started after the Civil War, when we are sharing of the spoils, and it has not changed matter.
Okay.
Except we, the electorate, you know, we have a change of heart. Probably go for the best. And let's just be hopeful that things will change if we're able to, of course, elect, you know, a good leader this time around.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling us. Let's go very quickly to WhatsApp. Oluwaseyi says, a state of professors cannot decide on their own, and I can see PDP falling. Fayose will be in APC some months, and Wike, who is ready to move to another party. A shame. Oluwaseyi from Ogun State with that message there. We've got happy welcomes. Okay, yes, I had a great time. Thank you so much. That's a shareholder from Festac. All right, shareholder. I wonder if he's from Bayelsa. We've got this message from AAA in Oja, who says PDP apologists have not seen anything yet. This is how they deceive the Southeasterners to put all their eggs in one basket, the PDP, which is hurting them now. Omashio. Okay. We've got more people sending the messages here. Cheap. Oh, no. You're sending a message for a different group. Someone else says, Sandra, are you expecting any party to win again aside APC in Ekiti? Look, in coming Osun election as well, APC will win with wide margin. As for the clergyman, they should please free Adam Bakajo. The man is saying the bitter truth that all of us are refusing to hear. Sandra, mark my word, 2023 PDP will go into extinction. Look, Tinubu APC will win with big numbers. An APC placeholder, yes, the party needs to be careful because it's a big party with big guys. So every serious party will want to thread softly. It is part of strategy to win in 2023. All right, Alaba Alakpe from Sabo Ijewu Onibojo. I hope I pronounced that well. Thank you very much for your message. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name, sir?
I'm Abby Hello from Apapa.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Actually, on this temporary VP nominee by this most of these parties, mm-hmm. I can really see the handwriting right from their reluctance to submit the name of their nominees for the VP position.
Mm.
So I know there is something fishy, but the only thing I just have to say now is just that INEC has have a lot of questions to answer in this scene.
Okay.
That is taking place now. So I believe we need INEC to come and explain to us the politics behind this and what is going on, because this is what will be our stand as a voter, to know where we stand if this vote is going to be a credible one. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your message, for calling us. All right, let's take a look at our final story. It broke over the weekend as well. The Enugu Catholic Diocese placed an interdiction on Father Ejike Mbaka's church. Bishop Callista Sonaga has prohibited all clergy and laity from attending any service or activity organized by Adoration Ministries. Now, what brought on this latest drama for Mbaka? He told his flock not to vote for Peter Obi because, according to him, Obi is, quote, wicked and stingy. He accused Obi of refusing to donate money to Mbaka's church some years back and said that unless and until Obi comes to seek forgiveness, his presidential ambition is cursed. The priest received a heavy backlash, both online and offline, from Obi supporters. The diocese itself distanced itself from the comments, saying that canon law, that's the global law of the church and its priests, prohibits falsely harming someone's good name. Mbaka eventually apologized for the comments, but it wasn't enough for the diocese. They issued the ban. But now, some supporters of Mbaka are not having it. Yesterday, they staged a protest to Adoration Ground. They want the diocese to reverse its decision and for Bishop Onaga to be transferred out. Meanwhile, Ohanaeze Ndigbo Youth Council is pleading for calm. The OIC is asking the Catholic Church to treat the matter delicately because Mbaka has so many dedicated supporters. The OIC is afraid that the situation could get volatile. And I wonder what you think about that. Should it get volatile? Should people be afraid that church members would get violent over their pastor or priest receiving disciplinary action, even if they disagree with the disciplinary action? What do you think? Now, of course, this is not the first time that Mbaka has been in a political storm. We all remember him saying similar things about Patience Jonathan ahead of the 2015 elections. We also remember during the 2019 polls, I believe, he flat out told Obi to give money to his church. Obi at the time said that he would sponsor any specific project that Mbaka could point him to, but he wasn't willing to give money for projects in general. On both occasions, opinions were split. Some people said the priest was just doing his job of speaking truth to power. Others say Mbaka was actually trying to get politicians to give his ministry money. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, of course, this is, you know, recent history with Mbaka during Chimaroke Namani's term as well. Mbaka was also really, really vocal. He's always been involved with politics and political leaders. Now, you've been talking about this since I launched at 3 o'clock, so let's really get into it, shall we? Especially the Catholics. I really want to hear from the Catholics now, because you have a lot more context as a Catholic. What's your take on Mbaka's punishment? Then what's your take about the comment that he made? I know you've talked about it quite exhaustively, you know, while I was on leave, but I want to hear what you think about the comment that he made. He condemned Peter Obi for being stingy. Do you believe that stinginess is a bad trait in a president? Or do you think it's ridiculous for that to be one of the criteria? Or are you one of those who say that a stingy president is exactly what we need, because such a person would be less tempted to steal from the public purse or let others steal from the public purse? I don't know. What do you think? Don't forget, if you're a single man or a single woman, or you were once single at some point when you were trying to rent a house, were you denied access to that property because of your marital status? Let's talk about that on today's Madam Landlord from 4 o'clock. But right now, Father Mbaka is on the table. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Geraldine, and I'm on transit.
Welcome, Geraldine. Go ahead.
Oh, Pele.
Welcome. Go ahead.
So, about this Mbaka issue, I'm a Catholic.
Okay.
And I think saying Mr. Obi is stingy, not really, I don't buy that. I believe Obi has his own ideology.
Okay.
He believes that if you have something you want to do, and then you write him a petition and tell him the people this thing is going to benefit, definitely he will key into the cost of doing that to benefit some Nigerians that really need that.
Mm.
It's not for you to just come and say, people are making donations, just make donations.
Mm.
And I believe that every man of God, if you feel you're speaking the mind of God, and maybe God has given you a message, just say your message and leave it at the at where it's supposed to stop. Do not try to exceed it. So for me, I think stepping overboard, you know, getting too much involved in this policy, calling them to come and make decisions, not really proper.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Geraldine, and good luck with the fuel. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. We've got Obioma joining us from the U.S. Obioma, hi.
I'm good, Sandra. Welcome back.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sandra, I'm a Catholic.
Okay.
I started from Nigeria before I moved over to U.S.
Okay.
And I'm still a Catholic.
Okay.
I'm so much worried about what is going on.
You know,
it shows what exactly are they teaching these people.
Hmm.
What have Mbaka been teaching his folks?
Hmm.
Because this is un-Catholic. And most surprising is what happened yesterday. People protesting when a superior authority have given order. Don't go to his adoration for now until issues are resolved. They're protesting. What are they protesting for?
Hmm.
The way churches are organized in Nigeria is so wrong. It's so wrong.
Okay.
I'm a Catholic. I attend Catholic here.
Hmm.
That is where they preach here. That is not what they preach. You don't devil into politics. You are not a politician. If you want to be down one of them, resign.
Hmm.
Go join politics. But as long as you remain a Catholic priest, you must obey the authority coming from all the hierarchy, from Pope to Bishop to you. So why are the folks protesting? If they don't handle this with care, I'm telling you, there's going to be crisis in Catholic Church in Enugu.
All right. Sorry about that. Thank you very much for calling us, Obioma Odo from the U.S. 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling. Turn your radio off. Good afternoon. You're calling the line for women. Why? 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello. Oh, Pele. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Am I on to Sandra?
Yes, you are. What's your name, sir?
Olu is my name. I'm calling from Ogun State. Welcome back from your long
Thank you. Thank you, Olu. Go ahead.
Please, I want to talk concerning this ACT election. And, yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
2023.
Yes, go ahead.
You see, I think we Nigerians, we should know what we want.
Okay.
So, because the way I'm looking at things, the election coming in 2023 should be about spacing. Because I just sat down and I look. This election should, I mean, this whatever power must come back to the South. Although I don't know how the margin between the Peter Obi and the other guy will go,
mm-hmm.
but me, I'm advocating that the power must come to the South. If you ask me why, I would say that any time a northerner is in power, we always have bad economic things. When Obasanjo was in power, it is not as bad as this. Even Jonathan. But immediately we have Abacha and all the like. They always mismanage the economy. So if it is for the sake of economy alone, I think power must come back to the South.
All right. We've got Tonya in Lekki on the line. Hi, Tonya.
Hello. Good
afternoon. Welcome.
Okay. Concerning the Mbaka issue,
mm-hmm.
I just have a question for the people that are condemning Mbaka. My question is this. If Mbaka has come out to say that Tinubu will not be the president, that he's this, he's that, will the Catholic benefit of Tinubu ban him? That's actually a question. So please, I don't know if there are people that should answer me this question.
All right.
Thank you.
Tonya, thank you very much. We've got Adeshina who says, banning worshippers from Mbaka's church is not mature enough. Suspension should be more appropriate if any punishment should be canonically meted out on his case. He is the offender, not the members of the church. All right. Let's talk to more people. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Blessing.
Blessing, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sandra, I think concerning Obi and what the word stinginess, I don't think the right word is stinginess.
Okay.
I think Obi is just prudent with the public fund.
Okay.
He does, that word stinginess is not in the right place.
Okay.
Because it doesn't mean as if it's
right.
So people should use the word prudent. And not stinginess.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for calling. We've got Odumodu on the line who says, on Ekiti elections, I think the PDP wasn't in the race. The rift in the party between Oni and Fayose led to Oni moving to SDP, ultimately giving the ruling party a landslide victory. On the placeholders, I think it's a creative mistake and it may cause a lot of problems going forward. On the church, I think they are reacting to the way it trended. If Mbaka had prophesied that Peter Obi will be president, it would be approached differently and he might have become the great seer. Odumodu, thanks for that message. Godman in Satellite Town. Hello, Godman.
Yeah. Sandra, welcome back.
Thank you.
We really missed you.
Oh, I missed you guys too.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Ekiti election.
Right, go ahead.
You know, this is like telling us what's gonna happen in 2023.
Okay.
Yes, like a foretaste of what we're going to be seeing.
Okay.
From what we said, like PDP not preparing, maybe because the PVCs, they didn't mobilize people to get their PVCs.
Right.
And all that. So okay. We need, now the people, we have the power.
Okay.
We need to, because if these people beat us at the place of the PVC where we can't get our PVC to vote at least, then what can we do? And I think there might be a strategy on the ground to see that people don't get their PVC so that they cannot have the right to vote and then vote them out or vote them and vote the right people in. So we need, I don't have much days. Very soon the day for getting the PVC will be over. And then if we lose on that ground, we cannot do anything. There's hardly much we can do. So I'm calling to Nigerians to see that we get this PVC. I don't know whatever people are trying to do. We work it out to see that we get our PVCs and then really get people, the right people in there.
In there. All right. Thank you so much for calling. Denny Damilara says, if INEC doesn't do anything about vote buying, we can never have credible elections in Nigeria. If you like, pass electoral bill now till 100 years. We've got Esther Friday who says, place a ban on the house of God. That is wrong. It will offend God every day. He forgives us. Okay. Oh, I think you meant we offend God and God forgives us. All right. Thank you very much for that message, Esther Friday. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, ma'am?
Welcome. How are the family?
Family is well. Thank you. How's your family?
Oh, fine.
Thank you. All right.
My contribution is on the Ekiti election.
Okay.
I think we should sorry for ourselves, because what happened there, as one of your caller said, if in the another country, they're supposed to cancel that election because it's so vote buying all over, and it's not good. Is this how we are? If we continue blaming the people, they force them to come out to come and vote, to take money. Why are they doing that? They made them poor. They are now using money to influence them in order to take their rights away. Is that all right? Is that how we are going to go? And they are congratulating the wrongdoing. It's not good, though. Even British embassy, they were concerned about this. And we in Nigeria, we are not concerned. They're proud to say they win election. Is that to win election or to do the right thing? And the EFCC was there and caught a lot of people on that day. And yet, they are still there congratulating each other. Look at the few number that came out. And they make up, believe initially, that a large turnout. Was that a large turnout?
Thank you very much for calling. We've got a message here from Raf. He's in Satellite Town. He says, Sandra, this open share of money on election day will harm us. Farambaka labeled him stingy because he refuses to donate to his church. Not that he didn't work in Anambra State during his tenure. Obi did well as governor in his time. All right, Ralph, thanks for your message. More messages here on WhatsApp. The comment from Mbaka is ridiculous. Peter Obi's willingness to donate or not to his ministry is not a criteria for presidency. I am Catholic, and Mbaka has been left to run wild for too long. He has built this occult followership. It's so sad. Catholics are known for following Christ, not men of God. Mbaka is proven bigger than the authority that ordained him. Suspension is long overdue. And from Lekki with that message there. Now, we've got Adeseyi on the line. Adeseyi, we've got less than 30 seconds before we have to take
a
break.
Good afternoon, Madam Sandra.
Hi, Adeseyi. We've got less than 30 seconds before we have to take a break. Is that enough for you?
No problem.
All right, go ahead.
What I want to say is now I believe people are suffering in this country.
Okay.
I traveled down to Ekiti, my state, to vote.
Okay.
Because I bought about 22,000 fuel. But when I got to my unit, people are coming to vote because of money. It's very, very wrong. In fact, I don't even know what to say. Seeing people, businessmen coming, say, how much are you giving me, APC? How much are you giving me, PDP? Look at what happened. In fact, when the result was announced, I was not happy.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, we'll take this break. When we come back, let's talk on Madam Landlord. If you have been discriminated against because you're not married, tell me on Madam Landlord. Okay.